us. Come on, tune in, tune in.
You didn't know that it was my time.
Stay on the humble like Christ do. Piss stanzas and shite haikus. Since I was a young tycoon, tried to moonwalk like Michael. I understood the universe's cycles. Positive, negative, neutral. Impoverished kids on sedatives and never lived neutral. With reverends, presidents, movie stars, cinematographers, and producers. So standardized education in this current state is useful. I mean useless. Pardon the slippage. The dad will probably target the jargon is gibberish. Meanwhile, I'm off in the stars, worn with Iblis. You see them atoms spinning. You see the waves shimmering. You see the wisdoms grinning. The masculine energy make them feel feminine. I transform, they start assembling. From Moab to Menden. Sitting bull is twisted, sitting ducks like Dutchess. Victory is in my clutches. Motherfuckers. You can't touch this like Hammonim. I'm on autopilot. Sipping Pinot Noir. Eating Salomon. Brother with Fallon and the son of Marilyn. Chancellor of Hope, sharp like razor, clean like soap. The simplest metaphors be the dope. They stumbling out of focus, I spit that hocus pocus. Man, these niggas absolutely bogus. Your cockroach flow is hopeless, I'm on the ass like locusts.
Victory is mine.
Yeah, J Electronica is now in the building. Oh, I dedicate this to all you whack motherfuckers rapping, go get a job. J Electrolysis probing the yeah. J Electronica is now in the building. Oh yeah. J Electronica is now in the building. Yeah. J Electronica is now in the building. Oh. I dedicate this to all you whack motherfuckers rapping. Go get a job. J Electrolysis probing the globe like a geologist. All of you pussies on display like gynecologists. Listen, I'm on a mission, most of you niggas just bitten. The wise comprehend addiction, hypnotized with the rhythm. Lyrical circumcision, toss the schmuck in the fire. Yeah, your mans and them is nice, but they ain't fucking with Sire. I'm a higher power, devour all you idolaters. You Satan worshippers, nation perverters, thirsting for dollars. J Coldplay, putting the clock on your chess game. I'm a varsity, man, you a freshman. Every line of every verse of every song is a quotable. Catch me in Mexico, meditating with Quetzalcoatl codes. I'm raining fire, fire lame suckers. My tongue is the burner, the barrel, the biscuit. Don't make me buck this rack. I'm out of that Mac. I came in the rap, carrying the south on my back, and I'm ready to spit app. It ain't where you from, son, it's where you live at. I never kiss another nigga's bum to give me did at. I used to sip the coke and rum, blowing dime Sidax. But now I wage a war with wicked men in high places. So what you saying?
His own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
I spit that Wonder Rhyma shit. Me and my conglomerates shall remain anonymous, caught up in the finest shit. Get that type of media coverage Obama get. Spit that Kurvana kit. That blow your brain, Kurt Cobain, that Nirvana shit. Who gon' bring the game back? Who gon' spit that rainbow on the train tracks? That gold rope, that five-finger ring rap. Running with my same pack. You can find the Christ where the lepers and the lames at. Life is like a dice game. One roll can land you in jail or cutting cake, blowing kisses in the rice rain. Nice whip, nice chain, the closet of skulls. The stench is like slave blood in Providence Hall. Yeah, they built my city on top of a grave. Nigga die, nigga get high and watch the parade. Back in the early 90s, where they at, get the gat was a popular phrase. Bally animals and rugbies was a popular craze. This the vivid memoirs of an obnoxious slave. I paved ways like Nat and Harriet. I'll blast on Judas Iscariot and peel off in a chariot. I'm sitting pretty, spitting flames, gripping grains. Ain't a damn thing changed.
How did you do it?
My young lad, do you ask a dolphin how it swims?
No.
Or an eagle how it flies?
No.
That's right, you don't.
J45.
Say 45, huh? Say 45, homie.
Who's going to hit us now?
We are the strongest. Wait.
I'll say reasonable.
Wait. I still have chance.
Wait.
I spit that orchestral Medina Barn exceptional, extra extraterrestrial from out the ghetto vestibule.
Say 45,
put your yard up
homie.
Knowledge like the lessons do. So fly fiends can get high off the residue. So real, I'm surreal, the pure deal. Dante Flacco, flow handsome, guapo. The sun, moon, and stars, grits in the gospel. School of Knock Harder and the teachings of apostles. Pistols, prayer meetings, player balls, car shows, festivals,
safety,
funerals, grotesque and beautiful. Phenomena is normal, the needed hardly happens. Fresh V's at high speeds, zooming backwards. Fast forward the last moments, the flash open. Trick chapter, they click, clack, and blast on her. Damn, homie, it was all good a week ago. Show them the truth, but damn, they can believe it, though. It's curtains, the opening scene. Symbiotical, remarkable, the article dream. Wake up and bear witness to what you never seen. Reach out and feel what they said could never be. Me, the J-A-Y-E, electronic motherfucker.
Favor, man, speed it up a little bit.
From the intro, you know I'm so influential, cause I'm glowing like a candle. The focus is so essential, dog. What you trying to get into? I steady the flow, ready to blow. Like snotty tissue, they snitching like Donnie Briscoe. I'm counting like Monte Cristo. The ghetto full of betrayal, like Iago and Othello. Your fellow neighbor will slay you, they'll smoke you like cigarellos. Police want that info to grill them like portobellos. And murdering instrumentals, cause the rap with the conscience of villains, killers, and monsters. So we're feeling the honors, so still fulfilling the promise. Who nice to kill them with kindness. Hitting like Muhammad Ali, you more like Tatiana. All this is probably karma, you dishonored the father. Whether it's God Almighty or the Almighty Dollar, we follow the prophets like Islamics or the Dalai Lama. Your bullet point so hollow they could probably pierce body armor. Look in the scope, my people still in target.
Smile on my face, tears of a sad clown. Feeling out of place as I whistle a cab down. If I tip extra, can I huff a cig? Blow my smoke out the window, dropping ashes on the bridge. I'm in New York now, like Akeem and Simi was. Trying to get the lobby door open from a semi-bus. I just wanna go to the slum and throw my money on the floor like the Notorious Bum. Build a home, teach a class, start a revolution. Free the mind, heal the body, talking evolution. This that black Elohim Anunnaki rap. That Farrakhan, Akeem Olajuwon, Gaddafi rap. I dedicate this to my niggas in New Orleans, rocking black and gold stocking caps and fleur-de-lis shocky hats. I'm in the courtroom screaming, who that on the devil? Serving gumbo with a shovel, dog, I'm on another level. Me and Quali come together like two pieces of metal. We magnetizing the ghetto.
Yeah, now here's the memo. I'm a rebel without a cause, a bezel without no flaws. And shawty, you straight, bet you look way better without no draws. And sweat out this alcohol, bet I'm about to ball and never let up. Look how I just crept up without applause. Fed up with all the frauds and left y'all without a job. The center of attention, this is clever, I'm Pau Gasol. Really though, I'm LeBron. Really don't got my mind on this new school of rappers. I would really go Columbine and throw up the diamond sign. Boy, you know I'ma shine. Flow is in Ramadan. Cause couple years ago, the game had they pajamas on. But now they on my dick, man, I should throw a condom on. Hey, cause a nigga coming raw like I ain't got one on. And I ain't stopping nor copping no please. I just like a low squeeze, dog. I'm on a higher level, I'm on top of nosebleeds. Niggas say they sick, but when they rock, they don't sneeze. Like the nigga on the block waving his clock, but won't squeeze. Please. Hey.
Yo, hold your applause until the ceremony ends.
Yo. Yeah. Check, check. Turn my mic up over here. Test these.
Yes, sir.
How that mic sound, Jay?
1-2, mic check. It sound pretty good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Just Blazing J Electronica in the house.
What an intro.
Wow. I'm charged right now, B.
I had to give him a little something.
Yeah. I like that. I don't even like, you know, he's coming with the ruckus, man. You know what I'm saying? Just Blaze, J Electronica. Finally get to meet you, Jay.
Yes, sir. It's
my
pleasure.
Man, dude.
Pleasure.
Tell you, man.
It's a big day.
Let me tell you, man, I still remember the freestyle you did on Mixtape 49.
Oh, man, you're killing me. Oh, shit. With what beat I used on that? Was that the Socrates shit?
It was, you said it was the, how did it go? It said, Yeah, as I get biz one time. 49. Dropping nothing but mad skills and all. Dropping nothing but mad skills and naughty rhymes.
What?
Putting on crutches, putting suckers in crutches. Who's the dopest tape nigga out here? Tony Touches. The Weekend Renegade. Getting paid with the swiftness. Fake niggas on my shit list. Can I get a witness? For Sabe Lo Que Nasa. You know my shit's Melasa. You was killing that shit. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
That's one of my favorite.
Yo,
I was homeless in Atlanta when I learned that.
That shit was 90 fucking.
Yeah, that was
96, 95 when I did that shit.
I feel like that was yesterday to me, man.
Damn, B. I can't believe you.
Wow, B. I was a thug right there.
Jay Electronica in the house.
Oh, damn, I heard. We did a song on this?
Nah.
We did.
Nah.
We did.
You was gonna, but you never did.
It's lyrics on this.
I ain't got them.
We did this at
I'm telling you, I got everything we ever.
Nokia.
Yeah, but you never recorded the vocals.
Uh oh.
This is just wrote it.
This is Exhibit okay. W, right? What's this?
Exhibit M.
Yo, I'm telling you, man, shaking up the internet, shaking up the whole entire hip hop universe right now.
Congratulations, man.
Your big
man,
applause you, to man. You, man, and you, Just Blaze, and it's just it feels real good.
So yes, Jay, a lot of people really came out and supported. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
The like, planet, yeah, the planets yeah. are lining up, yep. man. It's like, you know, it's all timing, B. Yep. And, you know, the planets are lining up and everything is falling into place, man.
Yeah,
and,
real rap.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, when's the last time you seen like just a straight up rap record with no hook?
Nah.
You know, being number 10 on iTunes, you don't.
Yeah, it is.
You don't really
see that. Yo, man, real, recognize real, man. Yep. Whether you on the web or you blogging or you on the street buying bootlegs.
Right.
You know, Hez is gonna know. They know the real man.
They know it's something special.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So where you from originally, Jay? Cause I had Atlanta, New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans. All those other places I lived was after I left home. Cause like you said, like back then it was Cash Money and No Limit and all that stuff was still local. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And back then, niggas, if you was from New Orleans, nobody didn't even want to hear that shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't even get a turn to rhyme.
I just came from over there too, man. Shout out my man Tito out there and shit. Word, man. So you're a New Yorker now though.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm still gonna be a 504 ball all my life, but I like New York. I like Brooklyn because it reminds me of Uptown. It's nice and black. I like it.
Good
food.
Mezzero.
So Jay, what was going on after? So Jay, what was going on after Just played Exhibit C about? I don't know, I guess it was a month and a half ago. Like what kind of hysteria? I mean, the internet went crazy. Twitter went crazy. Like. You I guess you officially knew that Just kind of went in on the record and then the rips started happening. I mean, what was like?
I was surprised because I hadn't heard that record, except the only time I ever heard that record was when I did my verse. Like
that's like in July.
Like yeah, July.
Jeez. Yeah, like June, July.
We just did it. Like we just did it, and I never heard it again. I didn't even know it was finished.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he probably cut it off there because I ain't even say no more words on that.
Yeah,
but then. I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of mad at first. I was kind of salty at first.
But for what?
Because I don't know.
You had a good record.
Okay.
I had to play some.
That was the push.
Every once in a while, sometimes you gotta do that.
Yeah, because Exhibit A really never came out fully. Like, I mean, and like Exhibit B is still in the wings.
Well, you know what? That's Exhibit 8.5.
Right.
Or 1.2 or something.
Yeah, because a lot of people still looking for that Mos Def version. And, and only Just has, you know, been playing that.
Yeah, I got to hold on to certain things, you know.
So,
I got to let the stars continue to line
up. He got all of the records, though. He got a gang of records. He don't even let me
but
get
them. But he definitely caused hysteria that night. It was...
Yeah, nah, the internet was on.
I was like, oh, Justin's never coming back up here again.
Yeah, it's
that was the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, Justin's not coming back up to play any more exclusive.
You know what it was? Yeah, I wasn't really mad because you got to expect at this point in this day and age, you play something on the radio, it's going to go everywhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're playing something special. And I played so many records that night that nobody had ever heard before. It was like, something's bound to happen. I didn't expect it to be all of that.
Yeah,
but then I was more so saying like, damn, what do I do next time I go up there? Because I done blown everybody's heads off in one shot in like an hour. I feel like I should wait another 2 years and just stockpile a bunch of joints and then come back.
Yeah.
You know?
So what's the deal with that whole Exhibit A, B, C? Like, where we at with that? Like, we doing the whole alphabet or?
Nah, but you know what it was? I'm going to be honest with you. Like, people always ask me, like, was it a series or something? And what it was when we first did Exhibit A, it was for a Guitar Center compilation.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, and we was under the gun. We was past the deadline. And it was like, yo, we need a name for the credits. I ain't have a name. I couldn't think of nothing.
That's funny.
So I'm sitting there and I'm just like, I just wrote it down real quick here. I typed it in Exhibit A. That's what it's called. And that was that. And then it just took off. And it was like the biggest thing in the world, or not in the world, but on the internet for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came time to do the Exhibit B, didn't get called Exhibit B until Exhibit C got called Exhibit C.
Right.
Because I was like, wait a minute, we could call this one Exhibit C and then let the Mos Def remix of the A be the B.
Yeah.
And then now people think like it kind of turned into, I guess, something where we got to do a bunch of them now.
Yeah.
But that was never the intention.
I want to now. I want to do every
then alpha. We got to
every alphabet.
But it's like now you got all these Exhibit X W Y's popping up.
I was surprised you let the instrumental go like that, though.
You know, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't want to. At first, I was like, you know what?
This rap though, man.
But see, this is the thing. Not that I didn't want to ever let it come out.
Mm-hmm. At least that early.
Like,
that
yeah,
early.
It was like, let it rock for a month before you put it out. Because I knew that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, you're going to see a bunch of them start popping up.
Yeah.
And this is my thing. If you're going to do them, just have them be as good or decent. Mm-hmm. I heard something that was decent. I heard something that was terrible. Mm. Like, you didn't have no friends? That told you don't do this, or they when
probably,
they heard it,
they
said,
probably thought it was hot too.
Your friends is lying to you. Some of your friends is lying to you. But you know, there was a couple of decent ones, but there was a couple of really bad ones. But yeah, it's turned into a, you know, its own thing. So now we might just have to do an Exhibit EP. We can't do A through Z.
Why we can't?
Because you record once a month.
Oh man!
If you start coming through every day, then we could do that.
Okay,
let's go.
We
only got 23 more to go.
Now we got a couple million witnesses to that.
Oh yeah, damn.
So what's the name of the Jay, what's the name of the mixtape that's coming?
What mixtape?
You know that
Act 2.
That
it's not.
They ain't talking about.
It ain't a mixtape. It's Act 2. But yeah. It's coming. I want to put it out Friday, Christmas.
Right.
It's two Christmases late.
Right.
We trying to clean it up right now.
That would be hot.
Yeah, but if it ain't on Christmas, it'll definitely be by New Year's.
Right, nice.
Mm.
And I heard some of the records, they crazy.
Yeah, I can
like
imagine.
Super duper duper wow.
That record you played just before we went to the break, that was a new joint.
Oh, that's the other joint with you and Quali.
That's a Quali record. I apologize, Quali. I love you. Don't be mad at me.
This you and Quali's on there.
J. Cole. And Mos.
That was the first time I ever
Mos
Def.
Yeah, you cut the Mos Def version.
He played it first though. They had a video. I seen a video on YouTube. Him spinning it somewhere.
Oh, word.
So
this is the first time it's ever actually been played.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, y'all got another one.
I mean, can we go back to that? I mean, you cut off the Mos Def verse.
It's not. It's not my record to do that with. I'll give him a little bit more. I mean, I'm gonna let Jay make that call.
Oh, hey, well, you stole it off my computer.
Oh man.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow. You just
okay, I lied.
I mean, we should go back to that.
We'll go back to it for a second.
I know you got a few more heaters in there. Everybody got their antennas up and out there listening right now. And
I'm telling you, all that heat from last time.
Yeah, huh?
I kind of gave away the farm. I was telling Al, I gave it away.
No, you got that. What about that?
What's that?
Boom, dum, 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 dum.
I got that.
We did a song on it?
Yeah, we did a song too. We never finished it, but we started it.
Was it whack?
No, it's hot.
Jay's like, huh?
No.
This is right on the air right now.
We got to hear it before we play it, though.
No, it's fresh. I played a little bit of it last time.
Mm.
Like, okay. you hold on.
Okay. No, don't play it.
We're going to come back.
It's hot. You good. Have I ever steered you wrong?
Not in music.
In life? If I give you bad life advice, my bad.
In shit.
I'm just
all right. So,
let's come back.
Yeah, let's do this shit.
Let's come
man.
Back. Just Yo, Blaze on the 1 and 2s.
I'm fiending right now. Shade 45, XM66, Stoke Got Tuesdays, Al Instrument in the House, Can Nice, yep. D-Zilla, Melly Mel, Just Blaze in the mix, and Jay Electronica's to my left. That's hiphop.com.
And I'm very boring.
And he remembered my verse from Hip Hop 49 like 15 years ago. I can't believe this. Unbelievable.
You had the best verse on the tape.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, you playing it?
Now listen.
Marky calendar, holiday work week, May Day, Mother's Day, Doomsday, another day, teenage love, built a teenage runaway, bang, Number 9 off the chart, pretty bullet. Red on the wall, fear God, fuck a bully. Bay ghetto, great, great God, googly muggly. Maison monster, mash main course and cookies. Heads getting beaten over food getting eaten. This is hydro power in the dry white season.
Say
Lord, bring
him
out,
homie.
Bring him out. See the Cherokee chief rain dancing through a drought. Cloud break like Shaka Khan. Set it off, my power on. The little light grow large, it don't out at all. Simpado Kumar, the chronicle sharp. The jet black Jedi swore. The saga evolves raw. Race up in the place, all in your face. She said the slow pace. Made a heart race,
homie.
Well, if you got what it takes, I'll take what you got.
Just
my eagle line, I'm all come and take the shot. The tiebreaker, game winner, bullseye. Small dose of big most full time. That's a commitment, ain't it? I doubt if they can make it. Clown tears ran a smear through they painted faces. But I don't use foundation, mascara or concealer. Botox or toxic pillar. I come from planet Rilla, where the sky's clearer. Holiday
J45.
Let's work it out.
My voice
holiday.
J45.
Mark your calendar.
Don't get it confused. This message is for solo artists, but I get at crews. We can make the news. I be on the low sipping daiquiris and Baton Rouge. I'm killing rock the bells with most and pasta news.
Small task DJ, man.
Whack niggas be dead and I be laughing. Sipping out my flash, chilling in my Ray-Bans. Imaginary crime boss with albums full of look at my watch and how much my shine costs is time lost.
Say 45,
Black Rock blasting over opera. Phantom of the shock was Jay Doppler. Went from panhandling socks in the Bronx to popular. This is just the start of it. The kid intend to split more wigs than British Parliament. Catch me on the global warming tour with Jigga and Al Gore performing Dear Summer, Where Autumn Went, Eternal Sunshine, Drum Major Without a Drum Line. I be getting yelling kick rocks the one time.
Rebel without a cause, a bezel without no flaws. And shawty, you straight, bet you look way better without no draws. Let's sweat out this alcohol, bet I'm about to ball. And never let up, look how I just crept up without applause. Fed up with all the frauds and left y'all without a job. The center of attention, this is clever, I'm Pau Gasol. Really though, I'm LeBron, really don't got my mind. On this new school of rappers, I would really go Columbine and throw up the diamond sign. Boy, you know I'ma shine, flow is in Ramadan. Cause couple years ago, the game had they pajamas on. But now they on my dick, man, I should throw a condom on. Hey, cause a nigga coming raw like I ain't got one on. And I ain't stopping nor copping no pleas. I just like a low squeeze, dog. I'm on a higher level, I'm on top of nosebleeds. Niggas say they sick, but when they rock, they don't sneeze. Like that nigga on the block waving his Glock, but won't squeeze. Please, hey. Hold your applause until the ceremony ends. Yours truly, truly best yet again, a noble patented. Super magic, abracadabra kid. Mysterious master gem, black a pen, arrowhead with the long barrel stem. And his apparel fresh. Harbor light shining out the black power grid with the black power grip. And pure power don't power drip. Push the cellar ceiling up and make the tower tip. The Gladwell point, the Babylon Palace. All about nothing, where it's all about the dollar. And mansions on the fault line of a shaky market. The devil at the dance hall, thirsty for a partner. Get off him. There is not a parcel or a portion or a measure of a fortune more awesome, gorgeous. The funky four horsemen and one more whip. High tech on the score once more. Of course, you're welcome. Thanks, appreciation for your participation. Special dedication. Celebration.
Fire whenever we act up. Everybody else is a compatible with the artillery. So forget about it when you hear about it, cause it's too fast when the past over time to buster. Hit a victim in the middle of the body with a bullet and a rhythm, every murder reconstruction. Every time I hit you niggas with another jammer, then I'm blacking, I be sounding like a nigga full of anger. Now I'm back to beat you in the head and bring another banger. When my niggas twist, everything we do be up the ringer. You don't really, really wanna see it when you're coming in. I give it till you get up on the kill a nigga numb. Do it how I wanna do it till I make another nigga drop. Come on, wanna do it, homie, I'm
I shouldn't even play that. Buster's gonna kill me. It, oh, it is. It's crazy.
Play it now.
Nah, I don't. That's the beat. All right, I'm not gonna do that to you. I'm not gonna do that to you. I'm gonna look for one more thing to play.
Am I mic on? I don't hear. Oh, I'm tripping.
Yeah. Now you know what happened is that's how Exhibit B got played last time. I was panicking because I couldn't find nothing to play, so I just threw it on and it worked. But yeah, I put it this way, I got a joint with Busta and Twister that's probably in the kings of speed rap on this record. I might actually say Twista got the crown for it, but I think Busta might have just taken it from him on that.
Yeah, it sounded nuts.
No, he's like nonstop. I'm like, yo, when did you find time to breathe? I can never do that. I got asthma. It's real bad.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I'm gonna stop right there.
I want to get on it.
You can get on it.
Okay.
Can you rap that fast?
Yeah, I can rap any speed.
I like to see that. If you do it, I'll jump on it.
Okay. All right, it's a deal.
I'm getting thrown under the bus. It's alright though.
It's all you.
Alright.
Here we go.
Here we go. I might not even know these lyrics.
I'll skip along with you.
Here we go. When I was sleeping on the train, sleeping on Messer Old Lab out in the rain, without even a single slice of pizza to my name. Too proud to beg for change, mastering the pain. When New York niggas was calling Southern rappers lame, but then Jack and I sling. I used to hear dizzy spells, hear a little ring. The voice of an angel telling me my name, telling me that one day I'ma be a great man. Transformers with the Megatron Dawn spitting out flames, eating whack rappers alive, shitting out chains. I ain't believe it then, nigga, I was homeless. Fighting, shooting dice, smoking weed on the corners. Trying to find the meaning of life in the corona. Till the 5%ers rolled up on a nigga and informed them. You either build or destroy where you come from. The Mac know your projects in the third wall slum, huh? It's kind of amazing that you rhyme how you do, and that you shine like you grew up in the shrine in Peru, huh?
What?
That's good? Dip diver, civilizer 85er. I devil's knees and say to our father, abracadabra. You rocking with the true of living. Shout out the lights out, Joseph I, Chewy Bivens. Shout out the Baltimore, Baton Rouge, my crew in Richmond. While y'all debating who the truth was, like Jews and Christians, I was on Cecil B, Broad Street, Master, North Philly, South Philly, 23rd, Tasker, 6 Mile, 7 Mile, Hartwell, Gratiot. What niggas really would pack a U-Haul truck up? Put the high beams on, drive up on the curb at a barbecue and hop up out the back like, what's up? Kill a nigga, rob a nigga, take a nigga, bust up. All right. They will do that in Detroit, too. I mean, it ain't the only place that they'll do it, but niggas is really awesome. No law shit in Detroit.
Yeah, Jay, you've been around, though. Like, you've been around. Like, you know your cities. You know your cities. A few cats were telling me, like, Jay is really, like, kind of, you know, been around this country a little bit, because he knows some little spots you're naming on that record.
Yeah, but it was never like, oh, I'm traveling, seeing the world. It was like fucking hard time.
Right,
like,
you
damn,
were going through it.
Like, where am I? I dedicated my whole adult life pursuing this rap shit. You know what I'm saying? At a time when. It wasn't props, because you, like, now I say, oh, you from New Orleans? Oh, he from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Back then, that was like, niggas was stiff arm you. Like, we don't want to hear none of your rhymes.
And you know, I was back and forth, bouncing, refusing to get a job, couch here, basement there. So it was more, and that's why I ended up being in them different cities. Just I ended up being in the hood.
So who inspired, like, MC wise? I mean, who is your, like, your biggest inspiration?
My biggest inspiration, probably LL, because that's why I started rapping. My
legend.
Yeah, one of my older cousins snuck me into the Raising Hell tour, and I seen LL Cool J jump out of a jukebox, and I was
that was serious, right?
That's what I'm being when I grow up.
Radio tour.
Yeah.
How you and Just Blaze hooked up?
We met through Ringo Rashad Smith Tumbling Dice. And actually, I got on Ringo's computer and stole Just's AIM screen name.
Oh, right.
And I used to hit him and just send him MP3s. And
because Ringo used to hit me like, yo, I got this kid from New Orleans. And I was just like, oh, whatever. Like, I don't want to.
See?
He didn't believe it.
Yeah, I was like, all right. You know, because Ringo be hype, so he always hit you on some, yo, I got this, I got
but
that.
But he got good taste, Ringo. No, I'm not saying that because of me.
He does.
He's one of the people I trust.
But he's like,
taste.
It's always something, so I'm I'm like, all right, let's see what he got this time. And then he sent me, he wouldn't send me no music at first. Mm. And then finally he sent me, So What You Saying. Right. And I was like,
but that's an old record, I hate even.
Nah, but that record is still good to this day. It was so somebody on Twitter the other day just saying that that's their favorite, that's still their favorite record of yours.
Wow.
A lot of people still like that song. But he sent me that, and then he sent me the freestyle over the Young G's beat, Somebody Hit Foxy and Tell Her The Game Miss Her, that joint. He sent me that.
Okay.
And then I was like, all right, cool. Give him my email or whatever, and you know, we'll see what we can make happen. So shouts to Ringo, shouts to Rashad Smith.
Rashad Smith, that's my brother. I love him. I love that brother.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yo, let's take some phone calls, man. 888-742-3345. You want to get on the radio with us? That's 888-SHAVE45. We got Just Blaze in the house, Jay Electronica.
I know you, I guess you and Nas are pretty tight. Like, I've been hearing, you know, I kind of look at you like,
come on, man, don't do that.
Like that next Nas dude. Like, seriously. Like, and this, then look,
duty.
Then looking at this, that third verse on Exhibit C, like a lot of cats were really talking about that third verse pretty heavy out there.
That's a high honor to me, man. I think that Nas, well, really, because hip hop is looked at in a certain box, I think that rap, like rappers that really rap, I'm saying not everybody really rap who rap, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think that we appreciate the artistry of it. Like, not like Fyodor Dostoevsky ain't got shit on Nas.
Mm-hmm. You got any chance?
Tolstoy ain't got shit on Prodigy. Tolstoy he can a million years do what Prodigy can do.
Who?
Or not. Tolstoy.
Who's that?
He's a writer. I mean, any.
Oh, okay, my bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, no.
You getting deep on it? Go ahead.
No. I'm not even getting deep. I'm just, this is really a complaint of mine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But really, going back to the show, I'm saying why I look at it as a high honor for you to even say that. You know what I'm saying? Because I look at Nas as one of the greatest white writers in history. You know what I'm saying? Along with Jay, along a lot of.
Any chance of you guys doing a record together?
Yeah. We got some stuff that we're working on now.
You got something for me, D-Zilla? Yo, Shave45, XM66. Let's put somebody on the radio, man.
He's making a couple of guest appearances on Act 2.
Then we got a caller right here. Jay, hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, you on the air. Caller, who's this?
Yo, what's up, man? It's Chuck from Inglewood, man.
What's up, Chuck from
Inglewood?
What's up, Jersey. Daddy?
Hey. What's up, man? Hey, and Just Blaze, man. You sound diamond in the rough with Jay Electronica, man. That shit is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, God works. You know, God works like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you never know what you're gonna. You never know what's out there until you find it. You know, I'm just appreciative to be part of the situation. You know what I'm saying? And that's like my brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my question to Jay is, man, two questions, man.
Yes, sir.
One, like, what's your writing process like? And two, when you plan on releasing something, is it going to be like a major deal or is it going to be some independent shit?
Well, in my writing process, I don't know if I have a process. You know what I'm saying? Like, I lay down and I piece shit together in my head. Most of the times when I'm writing, if I'm not just like on some just bragging rap shit, it's usually just based on I go in and out of. Anyway, yeah, I just piece it together. I piece it together, then I write them up. Like, but sometimes I might write a song in one sitting, or I might write a song over 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But
I think he was asking like a label.
label wise, you're gonna do put it out with a major label. Independently right now.
As far as that's concerned, I mean, like I don't like. I'm a new artist, but I'm not new at pursuing it. So I had such an experience trying to get into the industry in terms of like get a major deal and all that. Where now that I had a chance to see the process and see the process now where it's no longer necessary. You know what I'm saying? Then a lot of times. Majors not taking shots at nobody, but they don't really seem to know what's going on or know what to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they kind of lost. You could almost see that they, you know.
You're probably best to stay indie. Yeah, right
if,
now.
If I'm doing real something talk, with a major, they need to hire me and let me come run the internet department or something.
Right now, it's, you know what it is? For the lane that this situation is in, it's almost not really necessary. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, it's so grassroots as it is. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because now you get when they start to see a little bit of the buzz of what's happening, they come calling. Mm-hmm. But it's like, well, I'm not saying that we could do it all on our own by ourselves 100%.
But we can.
But
mm-hmm. I mean, not to be arrogant.
No, there's a certain degree that you can't do to yourself. Mm-hmm. But it's like when they see things like, oh, they got a number 10 record on the joint. Mm-hmm. On their own, just through their own word of mouth and their own grassroots movement, then they want to come get a part of it. Mm-hmm. But it's like, once you've gotten to that point, you might as well just see how far out you can ride it on your own before you have to go get that assistance of a major or something like that. You know what I mean?
Let's take another call, y'all. We got
just address my man too. The next project that we got coming, official project, is a project that we're doing as a joint venture with me, Just, and Decon.
Mm-hmm. Decon. Oh, okay, yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
So I don't know.
Nice if
I
three-way deal, yeah. Okay.
Fresh. Yeah. Okay. Yo, you on the air, caller? Hello.
What's good?
What's up, man? Who's this?
Yeah, man, it's Trey, down from the water.
All right. What's up, bro? What's happening? Where you from?
I'm out there, Melvy, big girl.
That Melv. From the Mac to the Mount to the Cali, yo.
Can't believe that dark.
Yeah.
But look, my LaPlan that put me on you like a minute ago, he's dead. Uh-huh. And like, he had put me, I'm like, dog, dude, cold. Like, and like, the whole style, I'm like, man, dude from Harlem or something, what? I'm out here in Jersey, now I'm listening to the Sirius Radio. They say, you from New Orleans. I'm like, yeah, I ain't even know that round. You doing your thing. I'm backing you up, homie.
I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate
that,
bro.
Believe that, though. When you coming to the city and do some shows or something?
I was just out there for Halloween. I did a show, but I'm going to be there soon. I'm going to establish myself down there, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, like I want to come back down there and get some property and everything since this shit, you know. You already know how it is at home, but I'm going to be down there soon, bro.
That's what's up, man. 888-742-3345. You on the air, caller. Hello?
Hello?
What's up, man? Who this?
Yo, this is Taj Mahal from Philly. What's good?
What's good? Yep.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? I'm trying. Yo, first of all, I want to say, you know what I mean? That shit for the boy. But trying to get, you know, doing your thing, whatever is hot. You know what I mean? Keep getting it in. But I really wanted to holler at the boy Jeff Blaze. I used to rap with the youngsters and shit. I got some new stuff coming out. I need some of those tracks, you know what I'm saying?
You was in the youngsters?
I mean, I need a number of contact on you so we can make some laughing, you know what I mean?
You was in the youngsters?
Yeah, the youngsters from Philly.
Well, Cruise Pop, it's the hip-hop, pop.
Cruise Pop to the hip-hop, pass the mic and all that shit, you know what I mean? Right. I like your tracks, so you know what I mean? All
right.
I got some heavy challenge about to come out for the new season, you know what I mean?
Money's growing like grass, the mass
man,
appeal.
Man, props. This is what I be out for. Just hit me on Twitter. Joints. Just hit me on Twitter.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I was just listening to the youngsters like 2 days ago.
That's bug.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
What's your Twitter? The
Megatron Don. I should just hit them and get Just Blaze back. Somebody.
The Megatron Don is sweet, though.
Nah, but I did. I think I set up Just Blaze like when Twitter first came out and then forgot all about it. Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't remember the password, so I'm going to try to get that back. But yeah, my Twitter is the Megatron Don. Just hit me on there. Word. And, you know, we'll see what we can make happen.
Speaking of Twitter, man, BlackBerry's fucking up the whole week, man.
Yeah, Rim is over.
My shit's down right now.
iPhone.
I'm waiting for that Google phone, see what they talking about. Yo, let's take one more caller, man. Shea45, XM66, hello?
Yo.
What's up? You on the air?
Yo, what's up? This is Oweeny Jones calling from Brunswick, Georgia, man. I just wanted to let that nigga J Electronica know he inspiring to a Southern niggas trying to come up with his music, man, for real.
I appreciate that, bro. God bless you, dog.
No, there's a lot of booty shit out, you know, niggas just really appreciate him for good music.
That's what's up, man.
I appreciate that, family.
What's up to Just Blaze for making classics for years? You know, ain't nothing to say about your track record, man. But
thank
I got
you, thank
on
you.
The J, like I say, like 2 years ago, I heard the Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit was hard. Like, all that was hard. It was weird, man, but it was hard. Like, it grew on me. Like, it was crazy as hell, man. Take the good music, man. Keep it up.
I appreciate you, boss. Where you from again?
I'm from Brunswick, Georgia, man.
Stay up down there. What that's at?
It's right between Jacksonville and Savannah.
Okay, between Jacksonville and Savannah.
Why not?
Yeah,
okay.
You know, like, yeah, it's just like I saw your whole story. You came out of nowhere with it. I was really about to quit doing the music, man. I've been rapping since I was like 8 years old.
Don't never quit, dog. Rapping is one of the highest manifestations of art on earth.
Mm.
Don't it never is. Quit.
That's real talk, because the week that I had made up my mind I was going to go back to school because I didn't think the music was going to work out, I sold my first beat like 3 days later.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was ready to hang it up and just go back and get that degree.
Mm.
Yeah. And 3 days later, got the call like, yo, I got $5,000 for you. What's up?
What was your first record? What was your first record?
I can't remember which came first, but it was either Half a Mil, Fire in Hell,
mm-hmm.
or Mace, I Really Like It, the really whack video where they, it was in a circus.
Mm.
With with the two twin girls and Kelly Price jumping out of cannons and whatnot.
Oh no!
It was terrible. But my first yeah, you know, that was the
start
first
somewhere, right?
You got to start somewhere, and it went gold.
Rest
you know
in peace,
saying?
Half a Mil.
Yeah, rest in peace, Half a Mil for sure.
Word. Yeah. Yo, real quick, man. Toka Tuesday's after party. We at Sutra, First Street, First Avenue. We doing a holiday party today. We got Evil D. We got DJ Riz, Crazy Legs. It's going to be crazy over there. Sutra, First G, First Avenue. Let's take another call, man. 888-SHAVE45. Hello. You're on the air, caller. What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight, man?
Good.
Hey, Jay, I just heard you. It was kind of funny. I heard you reference Fyodor Dostoevsky and how you don't think he can do what Nas does. And it's kind of crazy. I agree with you. And I really respect your literary chops. You seem very in tune with a lot of novels. I was going to ask you, have you read the book The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind by William Kamkwamba? Do you know about that novel?
No, sir, but I'm going to check it out now, though.
It's a book about a kid that grew up in Malawi in the third world country in Africa, and they didn't have any energy or electricity in his village, and he made a windmill out of parts that he found on the ground, like a bicycle dynamo and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you would read this and be blown away by it. But
okay.
I will say this. I don't think Nas is fucking with Fyodor Dostoevsky, man. I think that he kind of kills him with the idiot, though. Keep killing him, dog.
Okay. Yo, what's the name of that book again?
The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind. I'll send it to you
on Twitter. Twitter it to me. Or you can email it to me. TheDreamsOfBirds@gmail.com. Or
wait, what's the email? I'm going to send it to you.
TheDreamsPluralOfBirds@gmail.com.
All right, keep killing them, my dude.
You're going to get flooded.
All right, homie.
Your inbox going to look crazy in 5 seconds. Yo, Shay,
send me beats and everything.
You're going to get about 10,000 beats tonight.
Send the beats. Send beats.
Crazy inbox. Yo, let's do one more. Shave 45.
I like this call. I like the call.
Yeah, I like the call. Yeah, good
interaction.
Good energy up here, man. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be in Pittsburgh tomorrow, too, man. Shadow Lounge. Shout out to Time Bomb. I'm going to be in Pittsburgh tomorrow. It's official. Yo, one more caller. Hello? Shave 45, what's up?
What's going on?
What's up, man? What's your name? Where you at?
My name's Chris. I'm from Toronto.
Toronto, T-Dot.
We all over the place today. What's up, man?
Yeah, all over. First, let me give the Just due, like, to Just Blaze. That dude is one of the best producers ever.
Thank you.
Yes, he is.
He's been putting in the work and the humbleness and the way he goes about his craft. You know, a lot of people should look up to that and aspire to be that, if not better. So let me give him his credit first.
Thank you.
G Electronica been put on, you know, about 2 years ago, and everything I'm loving is fire. It's refreshing. It's something different to hip hop. You know, he speaks his mind. He gives education to, and I'm just loving it both.
I
don't really want to put him on the spot. Just, I'd be following you on Twitter. I wanted to know if you could speak a little bit about your tweets a few days ago about, you know, working with Lil Wayne and Eminem or whatever the case might be.
Nah,
if
I can't.
That is true.
The Martian.
I don't even know what you're talking about, bro.
See, Just be doing that teasing stuff and goes away for like 8 hours and comes.
cool. That's yeah. cool.
You're talking about the Mega Marsha Mathering? Yeah. That tweet?
Yeah.
Is there actually another Lil Wayne Eminem record that's not the Rebirth record?
I was just dreaming about something.
No, that's what happened.
Yeah, that's all that was.
Jeff, I was just playing around. I just wanted to try and see what your reaction
was. Yeah, you know.
But again, talk to you guys.
Refill 3.
It might be, you know, hopefully come to Toronto, Jay Electronica, because you really do have a big following here. And just,
Thank you, man.
Baseline's closing too, so, you know, that's a big historic thing.
Yeah, we're going to have a Baseline closing party / viewing like right after New Year's. So anybody who wants to make it down, we're going to do that.
Did you say viewing?
Yeah, it's like a funeral.
Jesus.
But it's a celebration. You know what I'm saying? So
that's a sad day right
there.
What you got to do to get the street to have a block party right there?
A block party on 26th Street?
Yeah.
Wow, you trying to have me in trouble with the law and all that? I mean, we can just do it.
Yeah, well, let's do it. That's the best way.
You know, eventually, you know, somebody gonna come shut that down.
Just, can we get back to that Quali, J Electronica, J Cole?
I thought we did. Most,
I mean, did we? Did we go back? Man, where the hell was I? Jesus.
Mega Marsha Mathering.
Oh, I must have been zoning out.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna do that.
I mean, we can play it again, but
let's not reach.
What was it like the third record you played when you showed up here? The other J record you played.
Holiday. We played that too, though.
Before that. You played another one.
There was another one? When?
It was like the second record you played, the third record. You don't remember that?
I think that was...
I have to catch it on the rebroadcast on Sunday.
Yeah, you might. I don't know what that could have been.
Let's take one more call in and then set you up. This is the last call and then get ready to kill us with a heater before we leave. Shay 45, hello?
What's up?
You on the air? Who's this?
It's D from New Orleans, Louisiana.
What's happening with you, Wu?
What's happening, baby?
Where you from? Where you from?
Holly Grove. Yes, sir.
17.
I just had to call you and tell you, that's the hottest shit I done heard since the Mind of Mystical coming out of New Orleans. You heard?
Wow. Same, brother.
Same,
you know that Mind of Mystical album was a donkey.
For sure. You know that was a beast.
Yeah.
So I just had to one up you and just tell you, man, I'm loving your shit.
Thank you, bro. God bless you too, man.
Oh, you too, man.
You still in Holly Grove now?
Oh, for sure.
Your people's doing good and everything after the storm and all that?
Oh, everything lovely.
All right. What school you went to? Why school? Fauché. My mama went to Fauché.
Dig it.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Like
I said, man, I just wanted to tell you your shit. Man, this shit, your shit crazy.
Thank you, bro.
And I'm loving it, for sure.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Ain't nothing like that hometown love.
Yeah, it feels good, right? Feels good.
All right, Just Blaze,
where we going?
Take us out.
I could play like a minute of something and then...
Yeah?
Cool. Y'all better have something queued up. I mean,
Nas record?
Nah. What Nas record?
We
was just joking.
Let's go.
Hey, Officer Timpson.
And then come back to the Exhibit C again. We'll come back to the Exhibit C after that.
Hey, Officer Timpson. How are you doing today? Going to that other side of town? Splendid.
Meanwhile, on the colored side of town.
Good evening, this is Dick Joe.
Now, the Board of Education has just passed a bill that forbids students from wearing certain colors to school. And the mayor has allocated $22.6 million to the Vice Squad and gang unit. This is something you don't understand.
This is about survival.
Local residents feel
30 police on the corner for no damn reason.
They need to take matters into their own hands.
It's the hostility in writers, not the fighters, I stress. My shit is too hard to digest. Most niggas die in the process. Fashion waited with skunk crop. Sword off, pumping buckshot. A lot, yup, blow my enemies, block up. My villain's a battlefield, plus it's all real. Fuck the audacity, bust the ordeal. This war's ill, old timers relying in God. Crime hit our environment hard. Lions relying on the fireman squad. Stephen, I hate the fact you might reenact what I rap. And be somewhere with a knack, like clapping that cat. Listen, I had a knack for that. All I got out of that was my dream shattered at 16 and trapped in napping that. I entered this war for you, bro, and this shit is too true. Let the streets swallow me so they wouldn't come recruit you. I love you, young blood. Promise me you'll do right by our mama love. Me, I'ma die amongst us. I done pumped slugs. Took the pledge to live on the end. As long as I got the use of my legs, I'ma shoot from the fence. Past dark, I stand sharp. Blunt rap is my landmark. Niggas gon' have to end me to apprehend me, my man. No, cottage can't even stop it. Bellin' thugs, selling drugs, swinging slugs at each other. It's a war, babe, brother.
Chilling out at Tweetstock, building by the millions. My light is brilliant.